saw the 9 and the 29 kind of come together a little bit, racing hard, and we got a good run on them and made up a couple positions. We really struggled today with the DuPont Chevrolet. I mean, track position is so important here. We see that all the time. You know, we had a good car at times, but just not a good enough one to drive up through there. And so we were just kind of, you know, doing our best and, you know, took advantage of that situation. Then all of a sudden I felt a big vibration. I thought I had a loose wheel. But then they said the splitter was vibrating, and then, I don't know, must have broke off and cut the right side tires, and I just went along for a ride. I got pretty lucky, actually. We didn't tear the car up down there in turn one, and we fixed the best we could and just brought it home.
New right side tire, of course, a lot of talk, first time running a spoiler here. Did you notice any difference?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a huge difference from what we used to have. I mean, this tire lasts no problem. I mean, the tire issue we had was purely because we ran over something. So, you know, I give Goodyear a lot of credit from that sense. But, you know, we're really struggling trying to pass out there. And, my car didn't feel any better on lap 1 than it did on lap 15. So, you know, I think there's some things they can do to improve it if they can keep the wear good. But, you know, right now I think with this surface here at Indy and our cars, and as much as we, you know, eat up right side tires, I think this is probably the best of both worlds.